7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
양파스!
Perhaps some tea. Okay. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means you're listening to another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Did that make any sense? Yeah. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm drinking tea. Because that's what I do. And, boy, I had sort of a weird start to this day. I've had a wonderful last 23 and a half hours. I've got some amazing news to tell you. And, what else? That's about it. All I have is news. The goodest news of all good news. It's the goodest kind. Super happy about it. What I'm not happy about is the weather. But I tell you, I woke up today, this morning, and I thought I woke up too early. I woke up and I was sort of looking towards the window and it was very, very dark still. And I thought, oh, cool. It's not even dawn yet. I can go back to sleep and sleep for another couple of hours. So I rolled over. And then I can see the clock. And no, it's the normal time to get up. What? So I got up. And I looked outside. And it's very, very dark. And it was also very, very windy. And I thought, that's unusual. What's going on? And then, yeah, about, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes ago, it actually sort of started raining a little bit. So, yeah, it's a nice thunderstormy day. So we're not going outside, but that's fine because this just all means that we'll get some more mushroom action. We're going to have some more mushroom action very soon. I'm very happy about that. And I'm already thinking of all the places I want to go. Oh, and that reminds me of something else. We've got a new place. We've got a new place that we need to go, but it might not be all that good. Like I said, it's new. I haven't actually been there. What has happened? Okay, hold on. Let me back up. Let's get some background music going. And I'll tell you about the new lake. So I got an email from the emeritus yesterday. And the emeritus went fishing. That's what the emeritus does. Gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning so he can be out at a lake at 6 o'clock in the morning. My dad's fishing buddy is back. My dad's old fishing buddy has moved back into town after being out of town for I don't know, like 10 years or something. I don't know. And oh my god, yeah. So yeah, yesterday morning they were out looking for bass. Found some little bass, but they were pretty fat, so it's still pretty fun from what I understand. And where did they go? They went to a new lake. And let's kill the thunderstorm sound effect here. No, I'm not actually standing outside recording this. Come on. So, there's a new lake in town. And it's actually not too far from where I live. It's sort of in my neighborhood. At least it's on my side of town. And it's out further west than Standing Bear. So you go out to Standing Bear Lake, and then you go another, how far would that be? My dad said it was 170th and Fort, so 132nd to 144th to 156th to 100, yeah, it's about 3 miles west. Do I know cardinal directions? Yeah, it's 3 miles west of Standing Bear. So yeah, I could probably be out there in just a few minutes. Yeah, it's also sinus day because of all the humidity. But this lake, it might not be a good place for us to go because I don't know if it's, you know, surrounded by forest. I don't think there's a lot of cover. I think it's just fairly bare, which means we're going to be out in the sun. But my dad saw a bunch of birds. There was herons, and there was exotic other types of herons and cool birds and stuff, and I said, ooh, that sounds like some type of place that I want to actually go. So I might have to go out there. When are we going to go out there? I don't know. The weather's going to have to be just right, because if there's no cover, if there's no trees, if there's no shade to hide under, the sun is just going to try to kill me. But I do want to go out there. I'm most curious. Okay. Just drinking tea today. Drinking the Jade Chaguanyin. The Yending Chaguanyin. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Pretty happy with my tea selection today. Okay. And now I think it's time for the big news. Very excited about this. Let's open up the little plastic thing that I put it in. I'm super excited, super wired. Okay, guess what happened? Oh my goodness gracious. So yesterday, after dubious goals committee, I jumped in my car and I went to the thrift store, the one that's close to my house. Actually, there's a couple that are fairly close to my house. The closest one. I went to the closest thrift store. Now, for all my non-American listeners, when I say thrift store, what I mean is a secondhand store. These are stores that mostly sell secondhand clothing, but there will also be small appliances and toys and who knows what else, right? And I went to this secondhand store to find some kind of doll or doll body or action figure body that I could put an alien head on. I mentioned this on yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I've been talking about it for a while, but yeah. I actually decided to do something about it yesterday. So I jumped in my car, I drove over to the store, and I started looking around in the store, and I did not find anything that I could use for a body. I only found like one figure, and yeah, it was not all that great. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, I'm back. Sorry about that. I went to the store and I couldn't find anything that I could use. The store has changed. I forgot that the store has changed a lot, and it's gotten really junky and really crappy and really strange and just bizarre and not good anymore. It used to be good. And so I spent some time looking. And the way that they have set up the store now is they've taken all the small things and they've put them in plastic bags. So all the things that used to cost 25 and 50 cents are now all sacked up with random crap so they can charge $4 for it. So I have to sort of... And then all these bags are on linear pegs on a pegboard shelf that I then have to sort through to find any... Yeah, this took 20 minutes. I found no bodies. But I found something else. And the something else that I found has changed everything. There's new plans. Suddenly, my priority is not making this stupid alien figure, doll thing, whatever the hell it is I'm doing. Yeah. So while I'm digging through all these bags, I'm pretty much on the last peg, on the last row at the bottom, and on that last peg, the very last bag has a deck of cards in it. A deck of cards and a pair of dice. Now, the committee is aware that I'm a huge dice freak. And just sitting here, laying on the floor, I can tell you that I have so many dice within arm's reach that it's not even funny. Let's just count. Okay, here's 10, 20, 30, 35, 42, 45, these new four, 49, let's just say 50. Oh, and I forgot about all these bags. Yeah, there's another 20 plus 2, 22. Yeah, there's just within reach. I've got 70 or 80 dice. Within sight, I can't even count that high. No, I take that back. Just, okay, yeah, there's 20. There's three sets of polyhedrals. There's three sets of LCR. That's another 10. There's two dice. Okay, it's ridiculous. What I'm saying is, I don't really need to buy any more dice. But, or do I? Because let me explain to you, my friends, we have achieved a long-term, a long-standing goal. A dream of mine has come true. A lifetime dream. A fantasy object that I have discussed multiple times on the Dubious Goals Committee has come into my possession. I'm overjoyed. I'm getting a little bit of an adrenaline buzz right now just thinking about it, looking at these goddamn things. I'm so excited! Yes, my friends, in that plastic bag with the deck of cards, those two dice were the two dice that I've been looking for years. The two dice that you always hear me say, gee, I sure wish I had a pair of those. Dun, 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 what do we have? Oh my goodness, kids, it's true. We have found the 16mm ball corner Asian style left-handed dice. And I got two of them, I got a pair. Oh, porcelain finish ball corners. 16mm Chinese dice, woo! They are freaking beautiful. They are everything I wanted. Are these possibly the most perfect example of exactly what I wanted? I can't find any fault in these. I'm looking for any excuse to say these aren't the perfect thing that I've always wanted. But they are the perfect thing that I always wanted, and I'm so happy. And they're left-handed, and they're perfect, and the big one is nice and big. All right, let's talk about dice. You know how much I love dice. It's time to talk dice. Okay, first of all, these are Chinese or Asian-style dice. And what makes these different from Western style dice? Well, they follow all the same rules as Western style dice, except for one, they're left-handed, whereas Western dice are right-handed. Otherwise, they follow all the rules. You know, opposite sides add up to 7, etc., etc. The stylistic things that make these dice different than Western dice are the pips. On the Chinese dice, or Asian style dice, you will hear me use both terms. The first difference is the number one pip. On Western dice, all the pips are the same size. And that's all there is to it. Kind of boring. But on Asian style dice, the one pip is very large. And stylistically, it needs to be about three times the diameter of the regular sized pips. So you have this nice big one pip that looks like, well, it looks like the flag of Japan, because the one pip is painted red. The four, the side that bears the four pips, the four is also painted red. The pattern of the dots is the same as regular dice. And then all the rest of the pips on the die are painted blue. Sometimes black, but I'm glad I got the blue ones because that seems to be pretty traditional and it looks really great on the porcelain finish. When I say porcelain finish, these are made out of a plastic that is very, very white, almost has a blue tinge to it, and it has a very, very shiny, very glossy finish. That's a porcelain finish. Now back to the pips. The only face that doesn't have the pattern you're familiar with is the two face. The two face of the Chinese die is orthogonal. The pips are, the two dots are in an orthogonal pattern. They're just up and downy. As opposed to Western dice, you know, the pips are in opposite corners. They're diagonal. Western dice 2 is diagonal. Eastern dice 2 is orthogonal. It's just up and down. They're just stacked. Okay, the cat has shown up and is now messing with stuff. Don't mess with the dice container. This is my dice container. You be good, baby. Go pee or something. Go drink some water. And so the only other difference in pips is the six. The six face, all of the pips are lined up close together. So the boxcars thing looks more like boxcars. On a Western die, the two rows of three pips are close to the edge of the die, right? Well, in the Asian dice, those two rows of three pips are close together. And so there's more space along the edge. So that's basically the difference in pip patterns.
Did I say pip? I didn't say pip, I said pips. You're pips.
So that's the basic difference in the pips pattern. And that's basically the only difference between Asian dice and Western dice. Now these particular dice, you heard me say that they are ball cornered. That means that the corners have been rounded off. And so they sort of roll a little bit better. Oh, they're so beautiful. I loves them. Yeah, I just rolled a 3. But this has a different name in Chinese. Everything has a different name in Chinese. It's a whole different language. Yeah, I know. But these combinations have names. Okay, hold on a second. I gotta go. Okay, change of plans. We're going to talk about the names here in a second. I need to go water my cat, so in the meantime, we're going to listen to some music.
Ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, Steak Diane, Grilled Steaks Balsamico, Hamburgers, Sizzling Beef, Spicy Braised Beef, Barbecued Beef Ribs, Beef Wellington, Pepper Beef, Beef Jerky, Beef with Broccoli, Beef Burritos, Beef Fajitas, Beef Tacos.
Okay, I'm back. And are we going to have a good baby? Are we going to have a nice kitty who's not messing with my dice? I hope so. All right, where was I? Oh yeah, I was talking about the names of the pairs. Traditionally speaking, these dice are used for a number of games, and they are sort of ranked... How am I trying to say this? Am I speaking English? Is my brain on? Am I in power saving mode? All right. These dice are sort of related to the dominoes. Okay, dominoes and dice, they're the same thing, right? And there's a Chinese domino game called Pai Gao and a related game called Tian Gao. And these games have rankings. You have a pair of dominoes or a pair of dice or whatever, etc., etc. Well, let's talk about the dice. And normally, you know, in the West, when you roll two dice, normally we're just taking the total and we're saying, yeah, okay, that's an 8 or that's a 12, that's a 7. Okay, craps is based on this concept, right? Another way to rank dice is the sort of poker ranking way where, you know, the pairs are the good thing and then you just have sort of high die and the kicker, right? The Chinese system is not this way. The Chinese system, and I don't even know it, but basically the top, the best roll you can get is double 6. The next best thing is double 1. And then after that is double 4. And then after that is 1 and 3. These are heaven, earth, man, and harmony, respectively. There's two suits. Yeah, you know how Western card games have suits like hearts and clubs and diamonds and whatever? Yeah, that all comes from the Chinese dice and domino tile rankings. This, the concept of suits, because this gets complicated. There are two suits. There's the civil suit and the military suit. And the military suit is 9s, 8s, 7s, 6s. It's confusing. The final three, and then there's the bench, tiger head, Redheaded 10 and the bench. I'm trying to remember these from memory. Okay, I am not from this culture. This is very confusing to me, and this is one of my great interests in life that I'm making inquiries now about, is where does this come from? What is the cultural origin of this ranking system? Why is double six heaven? Why is double one man or earth? And why is double four man? And why would one and three be harmony? Why is double two a bench? Okay. And why are these numbers divided up into these two suits? And basically, to play the basic dice game that's known as throwing heavens and heaven and nine, or quat pi, you basically, the dealer rolls two dice. If he rolls the highest number in either suit, he automatically wins. That would be heaven, double six, or a nine. The total of the dice, of course. If it's any other number, then everybody can bet against that guy and roll the dice and try to beat the dealer. And if you roll and you don't roll the same suit, you roll again. You roll until you roll the same suit and either beat the guy or lose. Fascinating. Love it. But yeah, how can I memorize these rankings? I'm going to have to make a big chart, put it up on the wall here, and just look at it every day and try to... That's why I want to know the origins. If I know the origins and the source of why these numbers mean these things, it'll make more sense to me, right? It'll make more sense to me. And oh, it's so beautiful. I love these dice so much. And they're left-handed. Yes. Western dice that you might be accustomed to are right-handed. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, there's no such thing as right. Yes, there is. Dice have chirality. Just like everything else on the damn planet, dice have chirality. And if you're wondering if you have left-handed or right-handed dice, let me explain the way you can determine the difference. Let me grab some enantiomorphs here. Tobe, you just said enantiomorph. Yeah, I got some Western dice right here. And I'm setting them up right next to my Chinese dice. It's so cool. All right. So if you take your die or dice and you place them on a surface, on a table in front of you, with the one pip up. So have your dice showing snake eyes, or just if you have one die, the one is up. Now rotate the die so that you can also see the two and the three face. You are now looking at a die from an angle, you can see all three faces, right? The one is up and you can see the two and the three. If the three is on the left side, then you have a left-handed die. If the three is on the right side, then you have a right-handed die. And what are these? These are also right-handed. Yeah, this is funny because these are actually manufactured in the East, but for a Western market, regardless. Dice have chirality, and that's how you figure out how they roll. So I'm just sitting here, looking at my beautiful dice. Here's another pair. This pair here is a right-handed pair. Square corners, matte finish, 16 millimeter loaded on the 3/6 pip axis. Loaded by me. If you'd like some loaded dice, get a hold of me. But anyway, I'm just sitting here. I got my cool Chinese dice sitting right next to a pair of Western style 16 millimeter porcelain ball corners, right-handed dice, black pips. Oh, and the contrast is so beautiful. I love my new dice, and if I find any more beautiful dice, I'll tell you all about it on a future episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?
Yes. I got dice.
Dice.
All right, I gotta go make some tea and play with these dice.